Welcome to Tales of the Times, a senior citizens podcast brought to you by the Clay County Senior Citizens Center in Manchester, Kentucky. This is Peyton Stevens.
And Carmen Roberts.
Some of the people we chat with may be our clients. Some may be former clients. Some may not be clients at all. They may be family members of the elderly in Appalachia. Some may be people that have information for our elderly. We don't know where this will go, but it will be wherever the Lord wants it to go.
We basically wanted to highlight the lives of our people in Appalachia, the things they've done, their family traditions, the closeness of family and community, their strengths, their passions, and their legacy. We want their memories and stories to be told and to live on even when they are gone.
So without further ado, here is our special guest of this episode.
We hope that you enjoy.
Today's guest is one of our senior clients. We have left their identity a mystery for now. Leave your guesses in the comments and wait until next time for the reveal. All right, with us today is a hard-working 86-year-old spry little lady, a wife, and even though she's not bore any children herself, she has helped raise many. Can you tell us where you were born?
I was born on Oxpen, and there I lived till I moved out here.
What year was that?
That I was born?
All right, tell us about what was life like here in Clay County when you were just growing up?
Well, I didn't get out much when I was a kid. I just mostly went to school and back home. And we had kids to play with at home, and we always had something to do.
Well, tell us about your family, your mother, your father. What did they do for a living?
Oh, I had a great mom and dad, and we didn't have much in luxury, but we had lots of love, and they just joined in and with us after I got bigger and my sister was home, and we'd have our friends there, and Daddy played the banjo, and him and Mom would sing, and We always had a great time. Plus, my oldest brother, before he left home, he played the guitar, and we had a friend that lived close by that played guitar too, and we always had music.
And so everybody wanted to be at your house.
Yeah, we always had plenty.
What did your dad do?
He worked in the coal mines till he got mashed up. He got hurt in the mines, and rock fell on him, hit him on the head, and he had to put a plate in. And then he had a stroke, and he was paralyzed on his right side, and he had to learn walk, talk all over again.
What about your grandparents? Do you remember them?
Yeah, my grandfather used to be a jailer up there at Manchester. Mm-hmm. And they took in boarders, and I don't remember too much about that. But then my grandmother died, she got something, it crippled her, and she was crippled 7 years before she died. But I was always around them. They used to live on Hogskin too for a while, but mostly in Manchester because Grandpa didn't like it out.
What about brothers and sisters?
Oh, well, I had four brothers and four sisters, but One of my sisters, she died when she was 3 months old, and the rest of them, they lived to be grown, and we was a close-knit family, and even after they all married and left home, you know, they would always come back and gather up all year, and every Christmas that they would always come home. And like I said, our family was real close.
Neighbors? Did you have close neighbors?
Yeah, we did. Our neighbors was about like us. They lived about like we did in the farming, and some of them worked in the mines, but some of them just farmed.
Well, I know that you've got a lot of memories of growing up. What would you say is your favorite of your childhood memories?
I guess just growing up, having mom and dad, and knowing our family was together, and as kids, we didn't know nothing. What was going on outside the world, that was our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good transition into our next question. What did you have to make at home that we now go out to the store to get, like milk and butter, and like did you have hogs and chickens and things like that?
Well, we always had hogs to kill, and we had chickens. And we had gardens, and we growed our food, so we really didn't have to have much from the store, like just maybe sugar, coffee, and...
Did you have a milk cow?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you made butter?
We made butter, buttermilk, and I don't know, Mom done it all.
You canned. I guess you canned.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. From early spring when everything started coming in until it was all gone.
Well, did you make your own clothes?
Some of them. Mom did. I didn't. But mostly we had hand-me-downs.
Well, how did you learn how to sew?
Through Mom.
You're a very good sewer. You can do just about anything. So she taught you everything?
Yeah, she left a quilt. I learned that from her. And she crocheted. I learned that from her. And she taught me how to cook. And... everything I learned, I guess I learned from my parents and Mom.
All right, well, what was your job on the farm?
Well, I took care of the kids. Mom worked out in the field most of the time. Did the housework, did the cooking. And then later, after the boys left, we had the farm. I worked in the tobacco, corn, hay, and I done it all. I was right with Dad and him and Mom, and we'd have to, when the tobacco got up, we'd have to sucker it. Now, I never did cut it, but the rest of it I did. Helped set out full plants. I done whatever I had to do on the farm.
Whatever needed to be done.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think that you were going to be when you grew up?
I figured I'd just be a housewife.
What did you want to do? What you dreamed about?
I wanted to be a beautician. But I didn't get there.
Well, going back to when you talked about school, where did you go to school?
Hogskin. We went to a one-room school, and I had to walk 2 miles to school, 2 miles back home. But I love school. I always liked school. I love reading. I still do.
Uh-huh. Can you name any of your teachers?
Yeah, Rosie Craft was the main one, and Hazel Hensley, and Jane Mobley from Fathertown. But the first teacher I had was Fred White, I think. But he was real old, and I was real young. I was just starting in, you know. I think he was there that first year.
What, in the one-room school, did it have, like, first grade now all the way up to what grade?
Yeah, we had from first grade up to the eighth grade, and then they go to high school.
And everybody was in the same room?
There for a long time. They finally built another room onto it, and they separated from, I think, maybe from the sixth grade to the eighth, mm-hmm. and then another teacher, you know, had the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some of your school friends? Did you have any friends at school?
Oh, girls that lived right down below me and in Sandlings. As Joyce and Aline and Lois blow me, and then there was some girls lived above me. They was probably a half mile or something from where I lived, and they were Lewis's. And but we every Sunday we was always together going to church.
When you talked about walking to school, what about traveling to other places, like to the store? How did you all get there?
By wagon. Where we live, we could go across what they call the dark holler, and, you know, Campbell's store down here, we used to come across there, and that's where Mom and Dad done their trading, and they would get their groceries a year at a time on the credit, and then when they sold their tobacco, they would go and pay up. And anywhere we went, like to my grandparents, his mother and dad, well, he, not his dad, his mother lived in Jackson County, and we would go in the wagon. That's the only way we had it going.
Right. What about to Manchester, to town? Did you go there a lot?
No. Very seldom.
So that was a big deal if you got to go to Manchester. Even though now you go to through Manchester
every day.
Back then, if you had to walk or ride the wagon, it was a long way.
Yeah,
it was a big ordeal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do about church? What was something that your family did every Sunday?
Oh, I went to church every weekend. Maybe not church. I think we, 2 weeks out of the month, 2 weekends out of the month, we had church. But other weeks, we have Sunday school. We'd always go to Sunday school, and we used to have church on Saturday and Sunday, because our pastor, he went to other churches, and them was the 2 weekends he could be there. It was on the second and the fourth.
Where was that church? What was it called?
Down there, Liberty Baptist, down on Laurel Creek. I still go there.
You still go there. You've been there for how long?
All my life. I got saved when I was 12 years old.
Well, tell us about some of the revivals that you've had over.
Oh, when we had revivals down there, a house would be full, and, you know, we didn't have no air conditioning, anything. The windows would be up, people outside and looking in the windows, and we just had a great time. We had a great preacher, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were some of the jobs that you had in your life after you left the farm?
Well, I started out babysitting, and then I went to Ohio and worked in a laundry up there for a while, and then come back home, and I've worked in restaurants, factory jobs. That's about all I've done.
Okay. What about your husband? Tell us a little bit about him and how you all met.
Well, we met uptown, up on the Courthouse Hill. There was a little restaurant up there. It used to be the Busy Bee. Mm-hmm. And I was up there one day, and he came in, and I didn't like him at first. He kept aggravating me, but I finally gave in, and we started dating.
Did you know him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And his mother and my mother were close friends when they were young.
So then you all started dating?
Yeah. We went together about 2 years before we married.
What year did you get married?
1959.
Where'd you set up housekeeping when you got married?
We stayed with Mom and Dad for a while. I got sick right after that and had to have lung surgery, and we stayed with them till after I had that. And then when we moved out, we moved in a house on Hawkskin, and we lived there about 2 or 3 years. I don't remember exactly how long. And Mom and Dad moved out here, and then when we moved from there, we went to Florida and lived out there for a while. I didn't like it out there, and we come home, and I wouldn't go back.
What did your husband do for a living?
He worked for the shepherds up here. He didn't do too much.
Well, we touched on the fact that you and your husband didn't have any children, but that you helped raise plenty.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I helped raise my brothers, two brothers, youngest and Johnny and Bruce's kids. They always was here. And then, of course, Bruce, you know, got killed in a car wreck, and the kids, the oldest one anyway, Doug, he stayed here, and that's a long story. I don't want to go into that. So, Bo, Johnny's boy, when he was about 11 or 12, he moved in with me. That's him there when this actually up there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stayed with me he got married. And then every time he has a little trouble, he comes back home.
Can't keep him away.
No.
Yeah, he knows he's got a home here.
So, did your husband pass away then?
Yeah, he passed away in 99. He had heart failure.
Well, what did you do to pass the time? What were your hobbies and things?
Well, I had Daddy here to take care of, and I worked, and I had all my housework and cooking, cleaning them kids, so really that was my pastime. I didn't know nothing else.
So you've been a caretaker a lot of your life.
Oh yeah. After I retired, I started taking care of people. And there, even after I quit doing it for a long time, people call me. But I just got to where, you know, a lot of people I couldn't handle.
Yeah. In the past, what's been some things that you've enjoyed, like watching on television through the years?
Soap opera. I didn't have much time to watch TV, so. Yeah. But I watched them, I guess, more than I watched anything when I was home.
What are some of the important lessons that you've learned in life?
Oh, well, I've learned that you need to go to church and you need to live right. And I try to treat people like I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to do, but if you want to live right, you have to.
True. Can you tell us, describe something in your life that you're pretty proud of?
I'm proud of taking care of my mom and dad when they got down. When I lived in Indianapolis when mom had her heart attack. But the thing about it, I got laid off on Friday from that job. Mom had her heart attack on Saturday. And I come home, take care of her, and never did go back. So she wouldn't. After that, mom never was well very much. And then she kept having spells with her heart. And then they finally talked her into having heart surgery, but she died on the operating table. So.
Well, that was just meant to be, that you got laid off.
Yeah, it was.
Well, how has your life been different than you would have imagined it? And is there anything that you would change?
I don't know. It's not really changed much. All I've known all my life is work. I've worked ever since I was 14.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, tell us. We want to know how you have stayed so healthy and mentally active and in such good shape.
I don't know. I just like to be on the move. And I think if you stay active and do things and instead of sitting around and brooding about it, that you do better. I know I do. I just can't sit down and do nothing. I have to be moving. Of course, I've been sick through my life, but
You've kept going.
Yeah. You have to, or you, if you give in, then you're,
it's over.
It's over, yeah. Then I lost my sister last year in 23, and I'm the only one left, and that's been about the hardest thing that I've had to go through lately. It's hard when you think of that you're the only one out of 8 kids and your mom and dad.
What was some of the best times of your life?
I guess when I just becoming a teenager, mm-hmm. and we would, of course, mom and dad was strict on us. They didn't, we wasn't allowed to go out much, but we'd have our friends there at the house, and mom would make candy, and then daddy would play the banjo, and we just all had a good time, so I think it probably was my best time. Mm-hmm.
What would you say is one thing that's helped make you the person that you are today?
My parents.
Well, at 86 years old, what is the one thing that makes you the happiest right now?
Going to church. Serving my God.
Very good.
Well, it's been wonderful getting to sit down and talk. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on?
I don't think so.
No more stories you've got to tell us.
Some good tales.
Yeah. Any good tales?
Yeah, I got plenty. I could tell you one about my husband down there. He used to make elderberry wine.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, explain to us what elderberry wine is.
Some people don't know.
Right.
Well, I don't know how to explain it. It's just little berries on a bush. And he would go and break them off and make wine out of them. Mm-hmm. Well, last time he made it, he added in a 5-gallon bucket. And my sister and her husband and the kids were over here. And we were all down there at the, I had a house down there, and we were all down there on the porch. And he kept aggravating me.
Sounds like he did that a lot.
He did.
From the beginning of that you met him.
And then he wouldn't leave me alone. And I grabbed that bucket, poured his wine on him. And my brother-in-law, I tell you what, he got the biggest kick out of that. Yeah.
Was that the last elderberry wine he made? That was it.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he learned his lesson.
That's funny. That's a good one.
That is a good one. All right. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us. It means a lot. And it's been wonderful.
And I know people are really going to enjoy this. It's been really good, hasn't it?
So we're going to end it off right here. Thank you very much for listening. And when we come back next time, we will let you know who we've been sitting down with. Thank you very much.